It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. When last we spoke with Marshalltown native and actor Toby Huss on this program, that was back in 2013, he told us what it was like to act opposite Harrison Ford in a film that came out last year called 42, about American baseball legend Jackie Robinson. For his latest project, Huss also reaches back in history. The new AMC series Halt and Catch Fire, which premieres this Sunday, looks at the burgeoning computer revolution of the 1980s. That was when IBM was out in front in the PC wars. And the basic premise of this series, a small group of people in a mid-level computer company in Texas called Cardiff Electric attempt to reverse engineer an IBM PC. They steal the technology and improve upon it. That's the plan. Toby Huss plays Cardiff Electric's senior vice president, John Bosworth, and he joins us now by phone. Welcome back to the program, Toby.
Well, thanks, Ben. Look at there.
your character, John Bosworth, is one of five main characters in this new AMC series. Tell us a little more about how this team, these characters, come together and what they're up to.
Well, first of all, lovely John Bosworth is beset upon by a sociopath, Joe McMillan, played by Lee Pace. That's the problem. It's not like we're this wonderful team. No. I'm the senior vice president of sales of my software company, and this rotten East Coast sociopath comes in and takes over my company. It's not an easy transition for a man to make, running a company to some other, without giving anything away, to some other aspect of his company.
Okay, Toby, as a matter of fact,
I don't do it willingly.
Toby, we have an audio clip of the first moment that your character meets Joe McMillan, as you call him, the sociopath in the computer world, played by actor Lee Pace. It's when he comes in to get a job. Do you need to say anything to set this up?
No, you'll get it.
Okay, so audio clip from the pilot of the new AMC series, Halt and Catch Fire. The first voice you'll hear is that of Marshalltown native Toby Huss, wearing a nice Texas accent, by the way, and then in dialogue with Lee Pace, who plays Joe McMillan, he's coming to look for a job in his office.
I know what IBM is. I also know what IBM ain't, and everything that ain't IBM is cheaper, faster, and better, and that's what this company lives by.
Well, John, that's what Hitachi thought.
And Burroughs and NCR and Honeywell and Control Data. No, I know all the companies that IBM has crushed. Cardiff Electric ain't one of them. It won't be.
You sound pretty sure about that.
Look at you. Same suit. Different tie. You know, Dallas a long way from Armonk, New York, son. That's no accident.
I couldn't agree with you more. But maybe I'm a guy who's done doing business like that. Maybe I see Cardiff Electric as a mid-major ready to take the jump. And myself as the heavy hitter you need to legitimize your sales force, this company, this region.
I just need someone to come in here and blow the balls off the numbers, Joe. I will tell you, this is system software straight up. No application, no next-gen PC garbage. It ain't sexy, but sure as hell make us some serious money.
Then I'm your guy.
I don't know if it's yet. You got East Coast Corporate written all over you. Don't like East Coast Corporate. Hell, hot shot. Ain't bringing a damn resume. What is this? What am I looking at?
A W-2. Box 1 is my last reported income at IBM.
Woo-hoo.
It's also what 200% of quota looks like. The golden circle. I'll break numbers. I always do.
You answer to me. I'm SVP of sales, so you're dog shit around here till you close a deal. Do you understand?
I do.
I do. Good. Well, we're married. You may now go break your numbers, darling.
Oh, I love that scene. Toby Huss playing a Cardiff Electric senior vice president, John Bosworth, Joe McMillan there, wanting a job, and as we find later on, wanting actually much more, played by Lee Pace. Toby, how much are the characters in this series based on real people?
Well, they're not based on anybody specific, but the two guys that came up with the idea for this pilot, Christopher Cantwell and Christopher Rogers, you know, Christopher Cantwell grew up in Dallas, and his father was a software salesman. So it's a, you know, it's pieces of different guys that he met when he was a kid. So it's no one specific, and it's no company specific, but there's a lot of similarities with other people and other companies you'll see as the show goes on.
When we talk about this era, and it's so fun to watch, as I watched the pilot last night, it's just riveting and also interesting, fascinating in a different way, in that it takes us, those of us who were adults in the 1980s, back to the very beginnings of PCs. What about this era, the dawn of the PC age, makes for compelling drama for you as a veteran actor?
Well, I think, you know, especially at that time in that area, in Dallas, it really was like the Wild West. There were people throwing tons of money into weirdo computers. I think somebody was saying that like everybody had a computer then. Every company was throwing money into this weird thing called a computer. They didn't know what the hell they were, some of these companies. And I think it was, you know, those jars, those glass jars the Iowans, us lovely Iowans, use for canning food. Bell, I think, the Bell jars, they had a computer. But what is happening? Everybody was going crazy trying to cash in on this big computer craze. So there was a lot of good cutthroatery happening back then. But, you know, growing up in Marshalltown in 83 was not nearly as sexy as this show. 83 in Marshalltown was a little bit left behind as far as that. I don't remember the early 80s being this exciting.
Did you remember, though, your first computer? Computers that looked sort of box-like, as we see in this series?
You know, I never had a computer when I was a kid. I do remember my buddy John McCrite's father, Jerry McCrite, who worked at Marshalltown Community College. I think he was like an economics professor over there. He got a computer one time in like 81 or 82, and he put it in his kitchen, and he had it in the kitchen. And I think somehow there was some – it wasn't internet yet, but there was some way that we could get on the phone line and hook it up to the phone. And I think we heard some guy – we dialed some numbers, some weird numbers, and heard some guy speaking German to us. And it was pretty mind-blowing that we were – there was a strange contraption. And it really was like 2001. You're looking at the obelisk in the middle of the McCrite's kitchen, and we didn't know what it could do. It was crazy. And I didn't have a computer until the 90s, I think.
Toby, you play John Bosworth in this new AMC series. How did you create him? Where did you find your inspiration for him?
You know, I have an uncle named Tom Rollins who was a Texas oil man from Houston. You know, all through the 80s and 90s and you know, since the 60s. I had a 40-year career with Pennzoil, I think. And the way that he interacts with people, he's a very sweet guy, and he'll tell you a wonderful story, and he's pretty jovial. But I always imagined there was another side to him that was a pretty ruthless bastard. And comes in about 5'5" or 6" or something. But he couldn't be a sweeter guy. So it was a little bit of him with his slight accent. He's a Montana guy, so he doesn't really have an accent. But I spent a summer in Vidor, Texas, too, down in southeast Texas, that was sort of both alternated between being the most wonderful summer ever and the most awful summer I can remember. So there are a lot of characters down there that I drew on, too. And then a little bit of old Jerry Huss, my father, in there, too.
Mm.
But something happens when a man wears a three-piece wool suit, you know, that's beige and brown. You turn into a different person. You know, any of your listeners can do this. Go to a Goodwill, you know, any of the guys. Go to a Goodwill, get yourself a three-piece beige suit, and walk around. You turn into a different kind of man. It's pretty incredible.
I watched the pilot, as I said last night. It's really riveting and so fun to see you play this character. How does this character, John Bosworth, rank in terms of how much you enjoyed playing him? You have more than 20 years of acting in Hollywood behind you. Is this what this has to be one of the juiciest, most fun to play?
It's really fun. It's super fantastic to you know, to do it. I've been pretty lucky to do some great characters. I'm doing some voices on the Venture Brothers later today. This fantastic cartoon on Adult Swim, and there's a couple great characters I'm playing on there, and there's one that I'm just working on this morning to sort of get this, like, a Dean Martin sort of superhero, awful, creep kind of guy. But, you know, I think Bosworth is up there with really fun. It's pretty juicy, and the writing is so good on the show. Because I've done some things, I won't say bad things, but I'll say things that were sort of perhaps lacking in the writing department, and this show's not one of them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of juicy stuff to play, every word, every scene. Pretty fun, man.
You can look back over many years of work in movies and on TV. You were in Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford I mentioned in 42 last year, Rescue Dawn with Christian Bale, also longtime cast member of King of the Hill. How does being part of a series, a TV series, compare with acting in a movie?
It's, you know, it's interesting because we really looked at this thing like we were making a giant 10-hour movie. And everybody from the writers and the producers on down through, you know, people in the wardrobe department, the camera department, we didn't look at it like a fun little TV series we were doing. We're looking at it like a fun, serious, giant movie we're doing. So there were so many interconnected things and interconnected parts. It was fun to keep going back to it day after day. You know, sometimes with the movie, I just shot a movie yesterday, just had one scene in a little independent movie, was out in Topanga Canyon all day shooting it, and it's done. You're done. It's over. We all might get together and have a dinner next week. Who knows? But this thing was months and months. We shoot in Atlanta, so we were all sort of, you know, marooned in Atlanta and had to rely on each other and be with each other, and it was a pretty remarkable little experience.
Toby Huss plays the Cardiff Electric Senior Vice President John Bosworth in the new AMC series Halt and Catch Fire. It premieres this Sunday, June 1st at 8 p.m. You have to look at that time slot and say, what was there before you were there, Toby? Walking Dead, Breaking Bad, Halt and Catch Fire. They're placing a lot of promise on this, aren't they?
Well, they seem to be, you know. We have the same producers of Breaking Bad, Granville, which is Melissa Bernstein and Mark Johnson. They're really wonderful. And I think AMC likes it. But with all these things, you never know. People can watch the pilot and go, I don't want to watch a computer show ever again. And you're done. So, you know, we don't know. We don't know if there's going to be another season. We don't know what's going to happen. So, you know, if people watch, it could be the Iowa folk watching on AMC that tip us over the edge.
Toby,
you never know. I mean, it's a very fickle man, as you know. It's very fickle.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed. It is a great show. Toby Huss, cast member of the new AMC series Halt and Catch Fire. We'll be watching, Toby. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Ben. I really appreciate it.